On a cold night in September of 2010, Christian Gorbea was 12 hours into a 24-hour race when the ground gave way beneath him.
Caí sin saber cómo o cuándo iba a parar, hasta que toqué el suelo.
The night was pitch black, so he couldn't tell that he had fallen down a ravine and had miraculously landed on a rock ledge. He was suspended 150 meters up in the air. Bienvenidos and welcome to the Duolingo Spanish podcast. I'm Martina Castro. Every episode, we bring you fascinating, true stories to help you improve your Spanish listening and gain new perspectives on the world. The storyteller will be using intermediate Spanish, and I'll be chiming in for context in English. If you miss something, you can always skip back and listen again. And we also offer full transcripts at podcast.duolingo.com. When Christian Gorbea wants to relax, he runs marathons. In 2010, he was a human resources manager at a bank in Buenos Aires, Argentina. He had already been training as a runner for 20 years.
La competencia tiene un rol muy importante en mi vida. Siempre trato de ser el mejor en el trabajo y también en el deporte. Y para poder serlo, trabajo muy duro. Corro carreras de aventuras durante noches enteras. Vi muchos documentales para prepararme.
These documentaries featured competitions under extreme conditions, where the runners risked injury and even death.
En 2010, yo tenía 49 años y quería participar en una carrera de 80 kilómetros en un cerro.
Un cerro is basically a mountain.
Pensaba que estaba listo para ese tipo de aventura. Yo ya tenía experiencia en otro tipo de carreras, pero nunca corrí una distancia tan larga.
80 kilometers is nearly 50 miles. Races that long are typically called ultramarathons, and this one would have 300 runners competing.
Yo quería llegar entre los primeros 30. La carrera era en un cerro que se llama Champaquí. Tiene una elevación de casi 3.000 metros y está lleno de bosques.
The race is called the Half Mission, and it takes place in Córdoba, Argentina. The competitors have 24 hours to finish it.
El día antes de la carrera, yo viajé a Córdoba con un amigo. Nos quedamos en un hostal en San Javier, la ciudad más cercana al cerro. Esa noche hablé con mi esposa y con mis hijos. Nosotros estábamos todos emocionados por la carrera.
Christian's family knew the drill. This may have been the longest distance he had ever tried to run, but it wasn't his first extreme race. They were confident he had it in him to finish it.
Al día siguiente, mi amigo y yo nos levantamos temprano, tomamos desayuno, caminamos hasta el cerro y al mediodía empezamos la carrera.
All 300 runners kicked off.